Devarim. Deuteronomy, chapter 11.
And you shall love Yahuwah, your Elohim, and guard his charge, even his laws and his right rulings and his commands, always. And you shall know today, for it is not your children who have not known and who have not seen the discipline of Yahuwah, your Elohim. His greatness, his strong hand, and his outstretched arm, and his signs, and his works which he had done in the midst of Mitzrayim, to Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, and to all his land. And that which he had done to the army of Mitzrayim, to their horses and their chariots, when he made the waters of the Sea of Reeds overflow them as they pursued you, and how Yahuwah has destroyed them to this day, and what he had done for you in the wilderness till you came to this place, and what he had done to Dathan and Aviram, the sons of Eliav, son of Reuven, when the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the living creatures that were in their possession in the midst of all Yisrael. For yours are the eyes that saw all the great work of Yahuwah, which he did. And you shall guard every command which I command you today, so that you are strong, and shall go in, and shall possess the land which you are passing over to possess, and to prolong your days in the land which Yahuwah swore to give your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you are going in to possess is not like the land of Mitzrayim from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you are passing over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of the Shamayim, a land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, looks after. The eyes of Yahuwah, your Elohim, are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the latter end of the year.
And it shall be that if you diligently obey my commands, which I command you today, to love Yahuwah, your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your being, then I shall give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, and you shall gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. And I shall give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Guard yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other mighty ones and bow down to them. Then the displeasure of Yahuwah shall burn against you, and he shall shut up the Shamayim, and there be no rain, and the land not give its increase, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which Yahuwah is giving you. And you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your being, and shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children are increased on the land of which Yahuwah swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of the Shamayim on the earth. For if you diligently guard all these commands which I command you, to do it, to love Yahuwah, your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then Yahuwah shall drive out all these nations before you, and you shall dispossess greater and stronger nations than you. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads is yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Parath, even to the western sea, is your border. No man shall stand against you. Yahuwah, your Elohim, shall put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, as he has spoken to you. See, I am putting before you today a berakha and a curse. The berakha, when you obey the commands of Yahuwah, your Elohim, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commands of Yahuwah, your Elohim, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other mighty ones which you have not known. And it shall be, when Yahuwah, your Elohim, has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the berakha on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not beyond the Yordan, following the way of the sun westward, in the land of the Canaanites, who dwell in the desert plain opposite Gilgal, beside the terebinth trees of Moreh? For you are passing over the Yordan, to go in to possess the land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving you. And you shall possess it and dwell in it, and shall guard to do all the laws and right rulings which I am putting before you today.